Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, it's the Cat Named Mo Show. The only show with the balls to say, vote for Trump. Country music rocks and NASCAR wives matter. Hey, he may be a sellout, but he ain't no dummy.
And you don't stop.
We actually, I was marveling at the fact that we actually hit the top of the hour at the top of the hour. This is the Cat Named Mo Show. We're here every Saturday, 3 to 6, and unbelievably so, it is 5 o'clock. And Jerrica, where did the first 2 hours go?
Time flies when you're having fun.
I guess. I hope you guys are having fun with us as well. That's Jerrica, my co-host and executive producer. Lynn Austin in here with us. Dominic Fabiscus, you see him tweeting out all the time. He's a rabble-rouser. Can't trust this one.
Can't do it.
And then, speaking of rabble-rousers, Ben Swig from the Migs and Swig Show.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello,
hello. I am loving
Playmates and pizza. This is right
Playmates and pizza. That's what this night has been, this day has been.
Puppies. And bagels.
Playmates
and bagels.
Yeah. Puppies. Can't forget about the puppies.
I was going to, you don't have headphones on. I'll come back. I found a party tune, a Studio 54 party jam to come back with. We're talking about Hugh Hefner, who passed away this last Wednesday at 91. Nothing to be sad about, because who wouldn't want that life? Who wouldn't want that run?
Exactly.
You know, but it was probably you knowing him still a little bit sad to you. I was going to say, and I said it a couple of segments past, that this year you've lost two key figures. I mean, I don't know that Hugh Hefner is a key figure in that you knew him for so long, but he was certainly one of the high points of your career.
He's a life changer for me.
Life changer, game changer. So he's passed, and just months before, your ex-husband, baseball great Darren Dalton, died.
My first husband, another game changer.
Yeah.
Made me a mom.
Yes.
You know, for
yes.
the first time. And then, it's been a funky 2 years.
Yeah, but he wasn't the first one in the dugout, though.
Of course he was. Of course.
What, Ben?
Look, Ben, he got a sports analogy. Let it go.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know
that's
what?
True.
Do the prayer hands or whatever.
I'm just
that
saying.
Is.
Amen.
I heard you. You're so saying. Cute talking sports on the way in.
Many men had taken the field and run the bases.
It was the relief pitcher.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Look at you go.
All right, now listen to me, Lynn. Listen to me. Okay, aside from the fact that we've established I'm going to Vegas with you next week, you teased with what was the closest you got to Hugh Hefner in the bedroom?
So I actually was in the same bed with Hugh Hefner, fully clothed. So was he, and his girlfriend Carrie Lee between us.
That's
told you
a story.
You were gonna be so disappointed.
That's it.
Carrie and I were kind of friends, and my video came out.
Right.
And so Carrie came in. She's like, "Oh my God, I got a copy of your video. You want to see it?" And I'm like, "Yes." She goes, "Come on, I'll make Hef watch it with us." And I'm like, okay. So we go up, you know, the big famous round bed, and there's like banks of TVs everywhere.
Right.
And he just kind of shoves it in. He's got his glasses on. He's
right.
sitting there with his newspaper.
How old would he have been? He would have been
30 years ago.
30, 60. So
61.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. So and did he look 61 or did he look young? He always kind of looked older, didn't he, or no?
He always had a distinguished look about himself.
Okay.
I think even when he was very, very young, he had that kind of...
Yeah, and the smoking jacket and the pipe don't
right.
kind of make you look...
Solidifies that whole jam.
Go ahead, you go. No, you
sure,
go.
Sure, sure.
Positive.
Cat
no, go.
When Hugh was in a relationship, besides maybe when he was with those three young blondes...
Barbies.
Was he monogamous?
I don't know that.
You don't?
I really don't. Now,
how the hell are you going to be monogamous with all of that?
That's what I'm, that's you know my what question. Was, then there's something wrong
that's
with
it. That's a thin man own a candy store.
You know what I mean?
Even so, it's getting thrown at him all the time.
Right, absolutely.
Getting thrown at. What a degrading way.
Yeah, dominant.
In the most loving way,
he
I'm
talking
saying
about
that.
Candy.
Female sensuality.
He was talking about candy store.
My God. I watched the video there, and he was, you know, multitasking as usual. With the newspaper and the magazine and watching TV and news, and he did give it, and he was like, good job, good job.
So when you were a playmate and you said, let's go up and watch it with Half, and you were like, oh my God, was he still, did you have a relationship where he knew you, or was it still sort of like when he came in the room, he was the boss? He
both.
Was Hugh Hefner.
Both.
He was okay.
He knew me because right. I had been up there several times. Anytime you go to LA, and it's a long story. I mean, I actually didn't get the first right off the bat in the centerfold. It took three times, but it wasn't my fault. And there's I was just with my girl Shannon last night, and we were talking about this because she introduced me to the Amazon. I think it's the Hef special. The Hef,
right, right.
The biography
yeah.
that's
yeah,
going
Hugh
on.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner, yeah.
Right.
25 years of Playboy.
I exactly. Think. Very interesting. So he was also like this big, giant, iconic mm-hmm. figure, you know, you're kind of scared of a little bit. But at the same time, he was very good with names. He would come
right.
in and you know, hi, Lynn, how are you? And that just kind of blows your mind, you know, especially, well, it did me.
Right. Right.
No,
maybe
it would, it
maybe
would
somebody
anybody.
So sophisticated, that would be nothing to them. But me, I was like, hi.
No, and I think somebody with that sort of popularity or celebrity, when somebody's good with names like that,
yes.
it means so much more.
It really does.
Yeah, because they know so many people.
Yeah.
So for them to recognize you and your name.
And he would ask, like, how's Hooters? Because, you know, I guess he had that thing where he could put your name with mm-hmm. your face and your little tiny story. He didn't know anything. I'm sure beyond that, if you pressed him.
But it didn't matter.
Exactly. I mean,
right.
Did he ever ask for the wings hookup?
No, he wasn't you.
Sucker.
I know. When I see the word Mo ping up on my phone, I know it's one of two things, and I think I told you. Yeah, he wants wings.
No, listen to me. Yeah. Okay, so he says, oh, that's cool. Now, do you hang out in the bed? You guys hang out in the bed with him? No, you didn't. You guys get up and leave?
I was very respectful. I would think I was telling you guys off air. I just partying wasn't what my jam. I just didn't go out there to hit it and quit it and
okay.
do it. I just kind of did my job.
If he, mm-hmm. if Carrie had, if the video was a whole ruse to get you in the bedroom.
Oh, it wasn't.
This is hypothetically. What if it was?
Just do it for the three men in this room, please tell us.
And I want you to be completely honest.
Okay, completely honest.
And Hef made the over. They just start kissing, and the next thing you know, Hef's hand is on yours. Do you follow through with it?
No.
I'm talking about the Lynn Austin back then.
Not happening.
Why? Just, you didn't find him attractive?
Well, no, obviously. I mean, no,
you
I did not.
Really?
No. He was. I was 24. He was 61.
Didn't stop a lot of women.
Yeah. You think you're better than those whores? Hell no.
It did me though. It did me. It just wasn't.
So an older man. You were never one of those girls that liked older men.
Mm-mm. No.
All right. Okay.
But and so there were.
Wait a minute! Didn't Tom Selleck mack on you?
I didn't. I didn't go for it. I went out for a dinner, but I didn't.
We'll
go
talk
for
about.
It.
We're going to talk about that afterwards. Hold on to that
why?
Story. Oh yes, we
you
are.
You got me in so many directions.
No, that's why I said we'll hold off on that one. So now you said it took you three times. We're going to get
right.
back around
mm-hmm.
to it. It took you three times before you became the centerfold.
Yes.
Now, when you say that, does that mean you appeared in Playboy twice before and then, or as they were selecting that issue, you were, then you weren't, you were, then you weren't?
Okay, so it kind of goes like this. I think when girls, a lot of girls would mail in their pictures, or people would mail in girls' pictures, or, you know, I'm sure sometimes they'd be strolling about and they'd see a beautiful girl and offer. But Ed Drosty, who is one of the founding owners of Hooters, sent my billboard picture to Playboy to possibly advertise in the back of the magazine. Remember the black and white section in the back of the magazine. And they said, no, we don't advertise restaurants, but Who's the Girl, is the letter he got back.
Really? Is that how how this whole
and
started?
So,
I got to read that book I'm writing.
Boy.
It's painful. It really is painful.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry.
I don't know how you
How did you get A1? A1. How?
Much less the 8 that he's had already.
So anyway, he So the story goes, I had a first photographer. His name was David Meese. And I guess there was a stack of the, you know, the girls that were possibles and then the girls that were definite yes. And then I was in this little stack of like out, you know. And he comes by and he goes, what's this? And they said, oh, they just want to advertise. It's a restaurant. And he goes, well, why not try to shoot her? So that was the letter that Ed got back saying, hey, we don't advertise restaurants. Can't do that. Are you interested in the girl shooting for Playboy? So they, I said yes. So they flew me up and I did a test. And then in the tests, it's a yes, a no. We like some part of it, whatever. So I got a yes. So then they flew me back up.
And what is it? You say you shot a test. What does that entail? Are you nude in these test photos?
No. I'm wearing a kilt.
No, you know
of
what
course.
I mean. But you know what I mean.
Why would you? What would you?
It could be just like a bathing
it
suit
is,
or something.
A nude
like
magazine.
A. Thank you. Okay, you're right.
Help
all
him,
right.
honey.
All right.
Okay. Okay. He needs you.
Are you fully nude?
So anyway,
are you sporting a 70s bush?
Oh my God.
It was the 80s.
How?
The 80s.
How one wife?
I'm just saying.
You're so delicate.
Can we turn off his mic for a second so that you can continue?
No, wait. I'm just saying. Were you? Do you remember? Were you trimmed? Were you groomed? Or were you? Did
so
you
it was
just
in
get
Chicago because back then that's where the headquarters was in Chicago.
Oh, so it was before he moved out.
Yes.
Wow.
And I stayed at the Drake, and then I would just walk across the street to the Playboy Building, yeah. which was iconic. You know, awesome down in downtown Chicago. So I would. They do a whole set and wardrobe and makeup, and then you go and do your test shot. I got a yes, so then I did. My photographer at the time thought of a set, and we did that shot. And so, about every 3 months or so, they would do a meeting of the minds, all
right.
the editors and the big time photographers and Hef himself, and they would do it in the mansion in the dining room.
Right.
And they would have these big 6 foot pictures. Of the girls that they were presenting to Hef.
Right.
All around the room.
Mm-hmm.
And Hef would walk and he would look and say, you know, yes, no, this, don't, you know, just red
pen.
What
a rough life.
Right?
I know. Get
terrible.
Right up on it.
God.
So
oh,
I
nice.
Got the call that said, he liked you. He didn't like the pose. So want to do it again.
So that's considered a one time.
Right.
Okay.
Because that centerfold idea did not make it.
Okay.
So then this.
Now, I'm just so that I can understand it and other people
I'll,
listen.
I'll go real
is
slow.
This all, is this is all for this specific issue, or when you get the rejection, do they go with someone else and now they're looking at you for the following issue?
Well, they do like 6 months in advance, like any
okay.
other magazine, so they're you
okay.
know far ahead of themselves.
Okay, so when they reject you mm-hmm. for they you still have time. For one of the other covers or so.
No, it's not a cover.
One centerfolds, rather. Centerfolds, rather.
Will you write my book?
Yeah.
No.
You're so on this with me. I can see it in your eyes. You're so clicking.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I just I want to finish the story.
So, okay. So centerfold.
So the second one, they brought me back up to Chicago, shot uh-huh. a completely different look on me, because the first one was very sweet and innocent with a little parasol.
And Hugh saw some badness.
No, he didn't. Nobody was going to buy it.
I was sitting in a boat. And I was sitting down in a boat with a little parasol at my feet, and he didn't like the fact that, you know, you're sitting in a boat, and it just wasn't what he thought was...
It was you.
Wasn't what he was going for.
Exactly. Right. So then they brought me up in a second one.
Some nice buoys,
and this
though.
One was completely opposite. It was very cold and very...
I said, I bet those were some nice buoys in it.
How? How do you do this?
It's
come
very
with me.
Hard.
We'll do a
I have
show.
To deal with him 5 days out of the week.
Come with me.
Yes.
All right, come
done.
With me.
Those aren't buoys.
Oh my God.
Okay, what was the second
continue.
Pose?
Hell, we'll freeze over before you go to Vegas. Anyway, so then that second one, he also said, I love the girl. I don't like the
pose again.
Yes, he said.
What was that pose?
It was standing next to like a screen, an etched screen, and very like straight back hair and a
right.
thing. Very severe.
So the comments both times were, I like the girl, I don't like the shoot, but no suggestions on what to do to make it better. So you were sort of, the second time you were still doing it blind. That you
right.
knew he didn't like it, he
mm-hmm.
liked you, but so now you have to sort of...
And I think the photographers and editors came up with ideas for sets.
Right.
Right.
So then the third time they flew me to L.A. because they were moving operations.
So in between these times, mm-hmm. they would send you home and then they would yep. have to fly you back out. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I went to L.A. and that's when the first time I stayed in the mansion. And then we did another shoot and that's the one that made it. And the trivia is that... it was in the Airwolf hangar. Remember Airwolf?
Yeah.
Does anybody?
Yeah.
You might
yeah,
not.
Absolutely.
You don't.
I don't.
Just,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Jan Michael Vincent?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in
yeah.
the Airwolf hangar, but the helicopter that was in my set, because it was kind of a Jane's James Bond look was Airwolf helicopter.
Wow.
It was, oh no, I'm sorry, Airwolf hangar, Mel Blanc's helicopter. You know Daffy Duck?
Yeah, the voice, yeah, voice.
So that's kinda
that
cool.
I know.
Kind of cool. And then my photographer's assistant was, and you will not know this, you probably won't know this. You might.
I'm old.
You might.
What?
There was a group called Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds.
Yes, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Baby, baby, falling in love.
Oh, I know that song. Yes,
I'm falling in love again. Okay, Joe Frank was my photographer assistant.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Do we have time?
Read the book. No, I'm kidding.
Why don't we go to break? Because we can remain on time. And also, I want to find out about this dinner she had with Tom Selleck. And
nothing.
Now, you know, we've talked about this. There's some juicy stuff.
Nothing there.
Yes, there is.
Oh, my God.
You could have slept with Tom Selleck.
I didn't want to.
Was there any food in the mustache? Turned you off?
I wouldn't look. He was a nice man.
Which was hairier, his mustache?
Oh, God.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.